Tell you to be.
So they. Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for attending the Cabinet meeting tonight. We shall kick off with item number one on the agenda, which is the minutes of the meeting of the 7th of September, circulated and published in the 8th of September 2023. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Yes.
But there is actually one addition to the minutes. Councillor Bourne is not mentioned on the attendees, but he was there. So I'll make that sure that change is made. I'll just sign my name. Thank you very much. Any apologies? No apologies, we move on. Any councillor question time? No. And we move on to item four, which are the proposals of the cabinet members as follows. We've got A, Environment Portfolio, Future Summer Planting Provision. That's Councillor Borden.
Thank you, Leader. Are you happy to report in terms of you? So I'll give a brief summary of the key points. The recommendation is that the Cabinet considers option available for the summer provision of planting across the borough and agrees to the commercial procurement of mature plants ready for planting as their preferred option. The procurement of mature plants, rather than growing them ourselves, will provide a reduction in cost to the Council of just over £46,000 per annum. A few issues on background. We currently grow our own plants on site. The seedlings are purchased as plugs and grown in two glass houses and polytunnels. Increases in utility costs over recent years have resulted in this practice becoming considerably more costly. In addition, the two gas boilers that serve the glass houses are coming to the end of their lifespan and require replacement. To renew those boilers and continue operating in accordance with current practice would mean a capital cost of just over £72,000. So by moving to procurement from outside, and we can see the cost savings, cost reductions on the table in section 5.15.5.15. These look at the 5-year cost and savings. So you can see two columns there, the current growing method and the mature purchase option, which is recommended. The current annual cost using the current growing method, almost £46,000 a year. And the mature purchase option, £14,000 just over. So you can see a calculation of 5-year costs. And then into the table on the left has been inserted the capital cost of replacing the two boilers at just over £72,000, plus the servicing and maintenance costs on those boilers at £2,400, giving you a 5-year cost for both options. And you can see the savings, £233,000 over the 5 years, which equates to about £46,000. There are some additional benefits. It's worth noting that the glass houses are heated by natural gas, so there's an immediate reduction in gas usage, and that equates to a reduction in the council's carbon equivalent emissions of approximately 48 tonnes per hour. A secondary potential benefit is that once the glass houses are removed, and the polytunnels also, it will allow an area to be cleared, and where necessary, or when possible, or when it looks ideal, be repurposed. So extra space in the depot. So in essence, what we're looking at here is some additional benefits in addition to an annual cost saving of £46,000. I recommend this approach to Cabinet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Foreman. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you. Talk about three aspects of it. First of all, the carbon saving. This is obviously very welcome. One of our primary objectives is to reduce our carbon footprint. But we have to bear in mind that wherever they're grown, if the heating is used, that involves carbon, and depending on the source of the heat. And I hope that when we look at where we're going to purchase them from, as with all things that we purchase in the future, we're going to be looking at the carbon that's been involved in creating whatever it is, in this case the plants. So that's an exercise that we will undertake in the future. The second point I'd like to make is in relation to plants themselves, which it's good that we have bedding plants, but I think we need to look at a better balance between bedding plants and perennials, which require far less maintenance, and in that sense are better for all round. And the third point is that as we are going to be applying for the Bee Friendly Award by the Bee Friendly Trust, that I hope we'll be looking at bee friendly plants. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Councillor Fulton.
Thank you. I can make sure all those issues are set.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Yeah. I don't have a question, but 5.16, I'm delighted to see that you're going to have two dedicated members of staff in charge of the horticultural maintenance at Westbridge Park. I think it's a splendid opportunity to involve some of the young people of the town as well. I just think it's a great idea, and thank you, Councillor Gordon. Thank you, Chairman.
Anybody else have to say anything? Okay. This is excellent work, and congratulations to the officers doing the work on this. It really is excellent. Not only is it greener, it's more efficient, and it's saving the authority quite a lot. In other words, the council taxpayer of the borough a lot of money. Thanks so much. We move on. Let's see where we're up to now. We're up to Beach Road player Eccleshaw. Leisure portfolio.
Before we start, I've got to declare an interest here as a parish councillor, so I won't take part in the session.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Councillor Hood. Councillor Bardessi.
Thank you. The report you have before you this evening is basically to consider leasing a play area located at Beach Road's Eccleshaw. It is to lease it to Eccleshaw Parish Council, which it is hoped will enable the council to protect this space, invest in it, and maintain the facility for the benefit of local residents, and also to result in cost savings for the borough council as well. And it is hoped that other parish councils will similarly come forward in the way that Eccleshaw Parish Council has. So hopefully that will be an encouragement there as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Bardessi. Anybody any questions? No, Councillor Fulton?
Sir, thanks, Lee. It's not so much a question, more just to indicate my support for this, I think. If we could make this a strategy that we could gradually roll out into parishes where they are supportive of it, I think it would be a very good deal. And I know that officers have suggested that we retain rights to recover the land as part of the lease agreement if maintenance isn't carried out. Yeah. So that's a safety aspect as well. That needs an excellent initiative.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy to move on. Thank you very much. I set the recommendation on that. And the item C, Economic Development and Planning Portfolio, the Future High Street Fund programme change. And this is a part confidential report. So any time we stray into confidential, I should be digged into the ribs and ask members of the public to leave. We'll see how far we get without being dug in the ribs. Move over to the Town Centre Cabinet Member, which is Councillor Rob Kenny.
Thank you, Leader. I feel privileged to be able to bring this report to the table. The Co-op has been an iconic building in the centre of Stafford for as long as I can remember. I have vivid memories of being dragged through the Co-op by my mother on many occasions as a child, although the highlight each year was a visit to Santa at Christmas, although this usually proved futile as I was often on his naughty list. Buying a former co-op building that has remained open for 10 years will enable us to repurpose it to provide both residential and retail use. I'm delighted that we will be able to keep the familiar shop frontage on Jailgate Street and be able to reintroduce active retail into the ground floor, including a new indoor market and food court. This will be the catalyst to drive forward the plans that we have for our exciting transformation of the town centre. Members will be aware that the first phase of the transformation programme started on site in January with the refurbishment of the market square, with those works due to complete very soon. This investment will enable the area to be equipped to hold more events and specialist markets. It will include enhancing the look of the square with new paving, furniture and planting. Phase two of the programme involves refurbishment of the area outside Stafford Railway Station, improving the first impression we give to visitors that arrive by train, and encouraging them to experience the award-winning Victoria Park on the way into the town centre. The Cabinet knows that the number one issue for residents in Stafford is Stafford Town Centre, which is why we have put it at the top of our priority list. The north end of the town centre is in need of regeneration. We need to reinvent the town centre. The Council secured some £14 million from the government, which we're now using to transform Stafford High Street to make a town residents are proud of, where visitors want to come, people want to socialise, shop, eat and drink, and businesses want to invest. Our plans include providing new homes as part of the development, bringing people to live in the heart of the town centre will breathe new life into the area. We are a proactive council and open to other opportunities that we can add to our ambitions if they fit the criteria and provide long-term value for money. When we became the administration, we said we would listen to local people and get things done. This is an exciting start to our ambitious plans, and I'm excited to recommend the proposal to Cabinet. The main proposal is that the capital programme be updated to reflect the inclusion of the development scheme identified at the former co-op premises at Jailgate Street, Stafford. Subject to the approval from the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, it also includes various delegations of power to enable us to proceed. The key issues have been the deadline for spending the future High Street fund element of funding for this programme is March 2024. Due to complexities of regeneration projects and land acquisition, in particular Marks and Spencer's, despite extensive negotiations with relevant landowners, it has not been possible to secure the acquisition of the former Marks and Spencer's unit. As such, all possible alternative options have been explored and have resulted in the Council negotiating to acquire the former co-op department store on Jailgate Street for a sum that represents value for money. This was always going to be challenging, and in June 2023, the Department for Levelling Up invited local authorities to request an extension until September 24, which the Council had done. Alongside that request, the Council have also submitted a change request to the Department of Levelling Up to reflect the new project being proposed. Due to the short timescales, it is therefore necessary to submit the request to amend the capital programme at the same time as requesting approval from the Department of Levelling Up. Officers have reviewed a number of alternative sites, but former co-op is the most appropriate in terms of value for money, timescales and redevelopment potential alongside meeting the strategic aims of the fund. The co-op side can replicate much of the transformation that was due to take place at the M&S, retaining commercial uses including market provision and food and beverage offer around the ground floor area with around 20 apartments above. The proposed mixture of residential, retail and leisure encourages this increase in sustained town centre footfall. Work is now underway to develop detailed plans for the site ahead of applying for planning permission. Officers need to move at pace with the procurement of the design experts and in developing the delivery strategy that will set out how the proposed development will be managed in the future. An initial programme has been drafted that will see public engagement starting later this year ahead of the submission of detailed planning applications with demolition works following the new year. The co-op project forms part of a much wider multi-million pound investment programme in Stafford Town Centre, with the Stafford History Centre works already underway, which is part of the Staffordshire County Council partnering with the Burnley Assault Library Trust. Also, the business hub at the Shire Hall is reaching full capacity and plans are taking shape around the Stafford Station Gateway and East Gate areas. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Borough officers and their team for all the hard work they've put in to get this project off the ground. I recommend the proposals to the Cabinet.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Really good news. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Joe. I'd like to put down my welcome for this move. The football in particular, I think, is a very serious issue for us because there have been a number of factors affecting it. One is the fact that many people now work from home, don't come into town to the office, or if they do, it's only, say, once or twice a week. There's the online shopping, which has affected all town centres we know. And of course, we've had development at one end of the town and not at the other. So bringing people to live in the town is absolutely crucial in terms of replacing that loss of footfall. And I'm very pleased that we are looking at that as part of this plan. I think it also ticks the box as far as sustainability is concerned, because if people are living and working and shopping, hopefully in the town, then that is far, far better than travelling in by car or whatever to do those things. So it ticks that box as well. But also, I hope that when we're looking at reconstruction, we'll be looking at the most sustainable building that we can manage. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Councillor Hood.
Yeah, I echo everything that Councillor Pearce says. I'd like to comment on the news when you and Councillor Kenny were on there. You said exciting so many times, it was unbelievable.
It's exciting.
It absolutely is exciting. And Councillor Kenny spoke about the experience of residents coming into the town, and I think we should take a broader look at the experience of residents. And I think the very fact that this is going to be such a unique design and such a welcome to people from outside of the borough, I think we will have many, many visitors to Stafford, and the boost to the local economy will see an absolute upward trend. And I think Councillor Kenny talking about the experience is the fact that we're going to make sure that it is an experience for people to come into the borough, into the town. And, you know, when you look at all around us, the tourism destinations that are around us, which are mostly in the Potteries. And, you know, it used to be that people would come to Stafford, go to Hanley. Now they go to Birmingham, they go to Telford. We're overlooked by people. We no longer got anything to offer that's out of the ordinary. But we're going to be making that offer. And I think we should congratulate everyone on the team, and officers included. And thank you to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Lee. I'd like to add my congratulations to all the officers who have been involved in negotiations, successful negotiations on this matter. But I think we should also be clear that this is one part of many. This is one part of the jigsaw. And we should beware of trying to see things too much in isolation, because we've got lots of plans going on. Market Square, Guildhall, Co-op. Then, of course, there's the entrance to the station, which work is going on there, the station gateway project, and other matters going on in the town. Now, all these should be viewed as one item, because they will all interact and be interdependent on each other, and the whole town will benefit from that. In other words, the whole is going to be greater than the sum of the parts, and we should look at it in that way.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Cook. Councillor Reid.
Yes, I've been knocking on a lot of doors this year, and I think a lot of us have been, and this is the issue that has come up, not just in the town, but in the countryside as well, that the high street needed improvement, and this is not just exciting, it's just thrilling, that the high street is getting the attention it deserves. One of the first things that people do when they move to an area, they look down the high street, they see what it's like, and in my experience, a town that is full of cranes and reconstruction and future is something that is getting better, is rebuilding itself, is redefining itself. And I love the design, the future that we've got here with this building. It's not an anchor store from the 30s or the 40s or the 50s. This is a mixed-use, future-looking, 21st century development, and it really will put Stafford on the map. And combined with the other parts of the town as they develop, this is just excellent.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Anybody else have any comments? Well, I'd like to make some comments, if that's okay. You try and shut me up. This is very exciting, Councillor Hood. And I probably will use the word exciting many, many times more in the future. Councillor Cook's right. You have to look at this in the whole. There's lots of projects taking place and will be taking place in the future. The Market Square is nearly finished. But don't look at it as being finished. It's just one phase of the greater project, and then we've got the co-op building coming online, and as Councillor Reid has just said, very exciting designs, and more importantly than the design even is the usage. If you've got retail, you have residential, and you have leisure in the same building, it gets people into the town, it gives life to the town, and the economic side, it increases the footfall and therefore encourages more businesses to come in. It really is a virtuous circle. It's really, really good news. So when you look at the station approach, which is what work is going to start very, very soon, don't think of it as a one-off project. Look at Victoria Park when you walk through it. Walk through the Market Square and look at it. Look at the, and let's face it, the word we'll use, derelict building at the co-op is at the moment, and think what it's going to be. Think what other buildings might be if they come along, and we can get those online as well. Stafford is changing. It is really exciting. And that's not just a politician trying to push their policies through and say, look, this is exciting. This really is exciting. And I really look forward to the people of Stafford getting more information. And as I say, on that particular subject, there will be a lot more information coming out towards the end of the year. But really well done to the officers, absolutely fabulous getting the funding, and all the hard work to get to the position we're in now is brilliant. And we've got this weighty, weighty document in front of us, which gives us lots of interesting meetings ahead of us, I'm sure. Thank you very much, everybody involved. Did I sound too enthusiastic?
I'm excited.
On that. Right, and that's just one thing I'd like to say. We don't normally have any other business at the end of Cabinet, but today I think it's probably appropriate that we do. Just a small comment on HS2. As you know, the Prime Minister has cancelled the line from Birmingham to Manchester, and obviously that would have affected the borough. None of the projects that we're considering or hope to happen in the future will be affected by this decision. They will still go ahead. In fact, in many ways, some things will change for the better. The actual number of trains through Stafford, etc., we expect to increase. But I do have to say, we have to look at the damage that's been done to the county to get to where we are. And it's not just people's property, it's wildlife, it's the trees, it's the environment. And we need to know from government two things. One, how much of the £39 billion are we going to get in Stafford Borough to improve our transportation links? And secondly, the people's lives have been disrupted to get to where we are now. How are they going to be compensated? And how is the countryside to be put back to what it was? It's very important, and that's how to leave it. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you for your attendance tonight. Thank you. Thank you.